The stairs end, revealing an immense cavern where raw rock merges with ancient Cyclopean architecture. Four massive pillars carved from granite support a dark vault. The heavy, stagnant air exhales a sharp odour of iodine mixed with a pestilential stench that catches in the throat. To the north, the gaping entrance of a dark tunnel promises unknown depths. A few steps descend to a floor, where brackish, murky water laps. To the south stands a nightmarish statue, 4 meters tall, with a fishy body, human torso with four clawed arms, and a monstrous, half-human, half-Batrachian head, adorned with a single eye and a jaw teeming with tentacles. It watches over a vast basin of black water, preceded by a massive stone altar. At the centre of this unholy temple, a well is encircled by a low curb, engraved with undulating waves. Nearby, a simple wooden crate contrasts with a copper basin from which black, greasy smoke rises lazily. And there, before the well, stands the priest of this cursed place, a misshapen being, a hybrid of a man and a marine creature draped in a purple tunic. His shiny skull is almost bare. He brandishes a knife with an obsidian blade and chants a blasphemous litany in a hoarse voice.
Dagon, ja, Dagon, luftagna arngai, shug ruluch, nafli kan gahnor lzoth, naga kjarnak, lithi fnten, ulnob, throdogn gluinab ai. Dagon, ja, ja, Dagon, ftagna.